This is Scott Becker with the Becker Business Women's Leadership Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by a brilliant small business expert, Kathy Quinn. Kathy's going to talk about small business today, sort of a crisis in the country in small business. She'll also talk to us about what's working, what's not working, and priorities. Kathy, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for having me on. Again, I'm a work in nonprofit membership for many years, and I'm currently with the Chamber of Commerce. I'm an elected official, but my big passion is, of course, being a supporter of small business. And as a recovering serial entrepreneur, it's kind of the best of all of my worlds together. So that's what I do.
And so take a moment. You running the Northbrook Chamber of Commerce see a lot of small business. And through this pandemic, lots of pluses and minuses, lots of hits to small business. While some big businesses are thriving, small businesses are all over the board. Give us some of your observations on the state of small businesses.
Yeah, For me, in what I've observed since March, for example, I am calling what's happening with small business right now cautious chaos. And what I mean by that is, you know, every single day and every week, things are changing for small business owners, right? So there's a lot of, you know, government regulations, all kinds of things that they have to get for the banks and all that. So there's a lot of chaos involved. What I see in most of the small businesses, because they're run by entrepreneurs, I think they're uniquely made to deal with chaos. Yes, they need financial support, access to capital. They need to have the support from their chambers or trade associations so they know where to get all that because they may not have big teams of people. But I see them reaching out, first of all, to get the help they need. And I also see that they're making connections so that they can get through the chaos and really deal with things. So that's a big plus. And yes, some of the businesses have really had to pivot and change what they're doing. One of the things that I thought was really interesting is the Federal Reserve did a study at the end of 2019, and they said that only 35% of small businesses were healthy at that point, 35%. And what they meant was that the other 65% who were not healthy were three times more likely than others to close or sell in the event of a revenue shock. Okay, so that was the end of 2019, then COVID. So we have a lot of people where COVID actually became a tipping point for revenue shock, because revenue shock could be anything where your supplier might have increased the costs or, you know, your staff needed a wage increase, right? But this was something nobody thought about, nobody planned for. And I've actually seen these small business owners do some incredible pivots on their own and with their support systems to kind of help navigate in the mandates and the changes and things that they had to do. It's been pretty impressive.
Truly, and I love your enthusiasm and support for small business. Take a moment. Pre the pandemic, only 35 to 40% of small businesses were healthy already. Is that the stat that you cited?
That's from the Federal Reserve, yes.
Mm-hmm. And talk about what you see with your entrepreneurs that you work with. What's working today? What are they doing well in terms of being flexible, nimble, trying to make this work, survive through this very difficult challenge? What are some of the things that you see that are working today, Kathy?
I think what's working today is people are looking at their businesses, especially small owners, a little bit differently. You know, years ago, you used to hear the stories of this, you know, entrepreneur who was using a credit card and putting money on this and going back and forth. I think people have gotten smarter since, you know, 2008. That you have to have reserves. So you have to have some money behind you so that you could get through some kind of a little downturn. And so I think people have been more cautious about doing that. And I think that's been working. I think during this period of COVID, I have really seen a lot of the small businesses really recreate what they're doing. So you go into business, you create a plan, right? And you say, we're going to do ABC. Well, they couldn't do that. So they had to jump in on something new. Like, for example, we had restaurants. Now they're having to do curbside because they don't have a drive-through, for example. Or they're doing home deliveries or office deliveries. You know, a lot of businesses, people don't realize that a lot of our small businesses are doing great and they're doing even better than before. And they don't want to talk about it because they feel contrite. They're like, I don't want someone to know how great I'm doing because I know other people aren't doing great. So our financial people, our cleaning companies, some of the manufacturers, they, you know, a lot of people are doing really great. So what's working is people kind of looking at what they can do and fit into the current needs and how they can address that. So for example, there's a number of small manufacturers who are perhaps doing parts for vehicles or, you know, some kind of mechanical things. They've been able to pivot and do things that are working for, you know, COVID-related changes that companies have to make, like, you know, door stops and different equipment to open doors and to have contact-free, you know, abilities. So they're looking at what's out there and they're making those changes. I also think what's working is this was kind of a wake-up call for everyone that digital opportunities and access, really critical. It's always been important, but once COVID hit and you can't see a customer, how are you going to get through to them? Every single person has a cell phone in their hand, which is a computer, right? So there's no reason to not be able to connect with your marketplace if you have a computer and a cell phone, but you might need additional technology. And I think that has been a big eye opener for a lot of people. You know, there are still small businesses out there, believe it or not, that don't have websites. It's pretty simple. You go to GoDaddy and, you know, $100, you have a website. You have to have a web presence and you have to have some kind of technology presence. So that was, I think, that's working, that people are looking at that now as being a tool.
And so a lot of pivoting, a lot of strengthening of businesses, a lot of becoming more agile, a lot mm-hmm. of movement towards digital everything. Talk yeah. about what you see with small businesses that's not working. Who struggles? Are there people that just can't adjust this or people's business was yeah. really built on a retail storefront? What's not working and where is it really challenging?
Yeah, and I think what's challenging is anybody whose mindset is, we're going to get back to normal, or even we're going to get back to the new normal. I think that's a dangerous mindset for a small business because we're not getting back to the normal. Everything has changed and everything's going to change. I think what's not working are people not looking at a variety of ways to repurpose what they're doing or to change up their processes and services. And looking at the big picture, because I see this as a reset, and no, most of us didn't plan on it, but it is a reset, so you have to address it. And I have to tell you, in March, when I first started reaching out to all my small businesses, people were in a panic mode. Today, I had a phone call with somebody who's like, oh, you know, business is great, we're doing this and this. So it's people are really trying to address things. And if there are people out there who just haven't been able to cope with it, it's harder. And I think if you don't have any connections or affiliations with people in your same lane, it's a problem. You have to be able to, you know, meet up with other small business owners just to share the ideas and the stress of it and all of those good things. It's very important.
And that kind of networking, keeping your eyes open, keeping your ears open, more important than ever is your sense, more important than ever to be.
It is more important than ever. And, you know, I understand people are like, oh, I'm getting zoomed out. I get it. But here's the thing is, all you have to do is have a few minute conversation with another person in your same shoes and think through some ideas, because other people are looking at your business with their eyes instead of your own bias, right? And so you might get this great idea from somebody and it doesn't cost you anything. You know, jump in on all of the associations and chambers are doing Zoom meetings, and a lot of them allow people to come in and just meet up who don't have to be members right now. So take advantage of it, meet some new people, and you know, it will help you with your day-to-day stress of running a business.
Well, fantastic. And take a moment, Kathy, as you look at this next 6 months, how do you look at your top three priorities the next 6 months?
So my whole thing is going to be, I have to accelerate what I'm doing. And what I mean by that is I have to look at my successes and fails. And I really hope people can embrace whatever the failures are, because if you have them, that means you're trying different things. And I'm trying to look at what has worked for me and for reaching out to my, you know, membership, and also what I need to do going forward to support them. We can't do cookie cutter things anymore, which is really interesting. What COVID has brought out, the fact that you can't just blanket for everybody, right? It has to be very customized to each person, which we've always tried to do. And that's been my personal mission, but it has to be done more now. So you have to look at each small business and say, what does this person need from me? So I'm going to accelerate that activity. I think it's really important. And I want to just, you know, make sure that I'm looking at what works and how it can adapt and work for others. I just want to be that resource. And then one of the other things is my priority is to observe more. After reading some of these stats from the end of 2019, and I'm not an economist, right? So, but it's an interest to me because I work with businesses. I think I have to make a personal mission, and I have, to observe more. We have to look at everything in the business community, because anything that happens, you know, when you look at real estate or, you know, companies moving or companies opening, and a lot of them are, you have to look at that and then see how that's going to impact and what the ripple effect's going to be. So now we've got a lot of people who are working from home, but I don't really think everyone's going to want to work from home forever. So they might want to have one of these, you know, spaces that they can go to if they're not going to their office. So I want to be able to make an effort to observe more so that I can find answers before it becomes an issue. And I think that's really important. I think everyone has to do that.
No, it's a fascinating perspective of sort of seeing the trends. Go ahead. You're going to say one more thing. Sorry,
yeah.
Kathy.
Well, my last thing is technology, because that should always be on the top of everyone's list. I want to make a priority for embracing the technology. I've always been a tech person. I think it's important, but I think we're looking at things now. So we're using Zoom, and now Remo comes out, and you can move from room to room in a Zoom call. It's very cool stuff, but you have to look at the technology that's out there and figure out how it's going to push your business forward. And I think we all have to stay on top of it, because that changes all the time. And I think that is one of the most important things, because technology will save a lot of businesses, especially small ones.
It's so critical. It's so critical. Thank you. Kathy, it's great to speak to you. You're a breath of fresh air in a very challenging climate. Always love your insight and your thoughts. You're so articulate on them as well, and you're so tuned into what's happening in small business. We might have to have a regular small business minute with you, Kathy. Just fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Scott. You're terrific. Thanks.